Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen. Today we're reading 2 Chronicles 26 through 28. And as long as the king sought guidance from the Lord, God gave him success. That was in 2 Chronicles 26, 5. How about you? Do you always seek guidance from the Lord before saying, doing, or thinking something? Maybe our success rate would fare better if we all did, right? I so enjoyed reading this on King Uzziah from Got Questions, so I'm including a link, and this is an excerpt from that link. King Uzziah in the Bible is shown as a wonderfully intelligent and innovative king under whom the state of Judah prospered. Unfortunately, King Uzziah's fame and strength led him to become proud, and this led to his downfall. How often do we hear that? Pride comes before the fall. He committed an unfaithful act by entering the temple of God to burn incense on the altar. Burning incense on the altar was something only the priests could do. By attempting to do this himself, Uzziah was basically saying he was above following the law. It was not a humble thing to do. 80 courageous priests led by Azariah tried to stop the king. "It is not right for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord. That is for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have been unfaithful, and you will not be honored by the Lord God." Uzziah became angry with the priests who dared confront him. But while he was raging at the priests in their presence before the incense altar in the Lord's temple, leprosy broke out on his forehead. Uzziah ran from the temple in fear because God had struck him. From that day to the day of his death, King Uzziah was a leper. He lived in a separate palace and was not allowed to enter the temple of the Lord. His son Jotham governed the people in his place. King Uzziah is also mentioned in the book of Matthew as one of the ancestors of Joseph, Jesus' legal father. And that is, of course, in Matthew 1, 8 through 9. Fascinating stuff and a very fascinating story. Again, I like the ones that are kind of more like a story tale. Even though I do believe everything that's in the Bible is true, I find that story very fascinating. But I couldn't help but pause on the pride of his sin and the basically saying he was above following the law part. For whatever reason, I was raised in a family that didn't think we were above the law. We just didn't always think it applied to us. Like not buying tickets to concerts because we could sneak in, or taking a different drop-off route than what the school or camp designated because we didn't have time, or other such examples. It wasn't done in a mean spirit, more of an oblivious one. But if you think about it, the sin of pride is really at the root of all people who do that. We so often think that we don't have to follow rules, but wish that everyone else followed them, don't we? It is now very important to my husband and I that we teach our daughters to follow all the rules, even the small ones, because it's the right thing to do and to be respectful to others around you. Besides, everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. That's Romans 13, 1. So I went to the New Testament to tie in a little bit about what we're learning here, but no one is really above the law. When I say the law, we don't have the same law that we had in the Old Testament, but we still have laws today. If you think you're too good to obey the red light, you could really get in trouble. So it's super important that we all obey the laws that we are given. I hope that makes sense. Tomorrow, you get a day off or a day to catch up. You can go through some of the paperclip parts. Maybe you read an extra page or 2 pages or chapter, whatever it is that you want to do if you want to try to get caught up. Then it's 2 Chronicles 29 through 32. Happy reading!